1. Stone Barrington dreamed terrible dreams. Then he jerked awake and immediately forgot them, as he always did. He was in a small room, dimly lit by a very large digital clock, which glowed red, making the room pink. The time read 9:46. He lifted his head from the foam rubber pillow and looked about. Walls, ceiling, steel table with two chairs, steel shutter lowered over the only window. His bladder was near bursting, and he got out of bed and wobbled over to a closed door, behind it a small bathroom. He relieved himself noisily, then turned to his left to examine himself in the small mirror over the sink. Too dark. He groped for the light switch and found it, wincing in the bright light. He could only have described the image in the mirror as haggard. He splashed cold water on his face, then looked again. Just the same. On the counter, next to the sink, were a plastic-wrapped toothbrush, a tiny tube of toothpaste, a tiny can of shaving cream, and a disposable razor. He tried the toothbrush first and scrubbed away the fur that coated his teeth. The beard was hard to deal with, and he wished for electric clippers. Still, he got it scraped off, cutting himself only twice. He tried the shower next, and it worked well. He used the tiny bottle of shampoo on the soap dish next to the tiny bar of soap. He used the only towel to dry himself and noticed a flesh-colored bandage on the inside of his left elbow. He ripped it off and found two tiny wounds in the vein. Then he toweled his hair dry and brushed it back with his fingers. He got into the cheap terry robe hanging on the bathroom door, noticing that the bedroom, or cell, as it might be, was now lit by weak sunlight, and a dry cleaner's plastic sleeve and a shopping bag now hung on a hook on the door. He thought he smelled food somewhere, and his stomach growled. He walked over to the door and noticed a button on the wall next to it with a plastic sign reading, "Ring for attendant." Attendant? Had he been involuntarily admitted to a mental hospital? He aimed a finger at the button, but a voice stopped him. "That won't be necessary," a man said. Stone wheeled around and found a young man dressed in green hospital scrubs seated at the table, two plastic trays heaped with eggs and bacon before him. "Would you like some breakfast, Mr. Barrington?" the man asked, indicating the other chair. "Thank you, yes," Stone said, taking a seat and attacking the food, which was still fairly warm. He washed eggs down with orange juice, made from concentrate. "At the risk of employing a cliché," he said, "where am I?" The man took a mouthful of eggs, chewed for a moment, and swallowed, washing it down with coffee from a foam cup. "Where do you think you are?" he asked. "This appears to be a hospital room, and you appear to be a doctor," Stone said, peering at the plastic name tag pinned to the man's scrubs. "Dr. Keeler." "Only your second guess was good," Keeler said, "and you cheated." "Funny Farm? Addiction Treatment Center?" "Are you insane or an addict?" the doctor asked. "Neither. I thought perhaps you thought I was one or the other, maybe both. Somebody seems to have injected me with something in my left arm." He took a sip of the awful orange juice. "You are in the American Embassy in Paris," the doctor replied. Stone choked on his orange juice. "France, not Texas." "Thank you for making the distinction," Stone said, coughing. "How do you feel?" the doctor asked when Stone had recovered normal breathing. "Fuzzy around the edges," Stone replied. "I'm not surprised. What's the last thing you remember before waking up?" Stone thought about that.